Blog Talk Radio. Santo Espíritu, ven fluye acá, tu gloria en mí, descienda, ven llena, ven lléname. Santo Espíritu, ven fluye, descienda.
tinieblas dispersas del cielo abriste en forma de paloma descendiste. Santo Espíritu, ven, fluye, que tu gloria en mí descienda. Ven, llena, ven, llena.
quiero, solamente tu presencia anhelo y nada más. Solo tu gloria anhelo, Yahweh. Solo tu gloria quiero. No me importa lo que venga. No me importa lo que venga. No me importa.
Quiero asumir el reto. Quiero quieren ver su gloria. Este es lo más fuerte que es para ellos.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We praise your holy name. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here on this very day, Lord. Father God, we just lift our hearts up to you, Lord. We intercede on behalf of those, Lord, who are in pain, who are struggling, who have forgotten their place and forgotten who they are in you, Lord. Father God, we pray for not just our confidence level, Lord, but the assurity of living in your faith, Lord, living by the faith and the standards that you have given us, Lord. Father God, we thank you in the low times. We thank you, Lord, in the hard times. We thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, bringing all honor and all glory and all praise to your name. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for every experience that leads to a testimony. We thank you, Lord, for the way out, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just for your grace and your mercy. Father God, we pray for all those that are in trouble, Lord. We pray for the youth, Lord, for our men, Lord, in every single community, Lord, for the mind, Lord, for every mindset, Lord, that you will be able to not just touch us, Lord, but deliver us from our own thoughts, Lord. Deliver us, Lord, from insomnia, Lord. Father God, we bind and rebuke the spirit of insomnia, the spirit of pain, delayment, procrastination in the name of Jesus. Father God, anxiety in the name of Jesus. Father God, the thoughts of not being able to do, we rebuke and bind everything that comes up against confidence, Lord, the confidence of walking with you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your gifts and all that the promises that you have made, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for you are the great I am. You are all and everything that we would need. Even when we see no way, Lord, that you are the strategy. You have been the strategic planner, Lord, knowing our outcome before we even see the middle of it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the heart to worship you, to thank you, to praise you, Lord. Father God, you know each and every single circumstance. You know each and every single worthy thought, Lord. Father God, you told us to think on the things that are noble, the things that are just, the things that are pure, that are right, that are kind, Lord. Father God, we ask that you walk with us on this journey every single day, every single step in the way, Lord, reminding us, quickening us in our spirit of who we are, what you have brought us through and delivered us from, Lord. Father God, when thoughts and feelings of inadequacy and thoughts and feelings of troubles, or thoughts or feelings of stagnation, thoughts and feelings of depression, thoughts and feelings, Lord, that have nothing to do with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we ask that you remind us, show us, Lord, complete us in our own thoughts, Lord, that we are with you and you are with us, that we are in you and you are in us, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the sun to look at in the morning and the moon to shine and sleep by at night, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the things that we hold so dear, the things that bring us just that smile on our face or that comfort. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for thinking of just the small details that make us smile, Lord. Not just all the big things, but just small things, Lord, that bring us comfort, that know that we are loved, that we are not just in this place temporarily, but we are here to not just be a blessing to one another, but to bless one another and to bless ourselves with love. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that one of your biggest commandments and your biggest orders for us to be obedient about is to love one another. Father God, we dispel and rebuke the thoughts of manipulation, taking advantage of, using, Lord, Father God, quicken our discernment so that we can move in a kingdom way to not just fellowship, but to love on one another, but to bring admonition, Lord, and correction in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line, and thank you for everyone then on today, Lord, that you bless their homes, their households, their finances, their visions, their business, Lord. Father God, I ask that you open up not just in the year of 2023, but that you begin the vision, the planning, and the purpose, and set it about, Lord, for everything according to your will that shall be done. The strategic plan of not just financial peace, but health, wellness, and wholeness, deliverance, deliverance from every single circumstance, every single situation, every single diagnosis, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, every single oppressive thought, every single concerning matter of emotional attachments, Lord, bondages, Lord, just setting about liberty and freedom, Lord. Father God, I ask that you bless every single family relationship, couples relationship, marriage relationship, Lord, work relationships, partner relationships. Bless those relationships, Lord, that they are well-rounded, healthy, free, and whole, uncompromising in the name of Jesus, unbinding, unmanipulated in the name of Jesus. Father God, remove any animosity and regrets, Lord, from anyone's home and their house, Lord. Father God, I ask that you bless every single vehicle that it would move, Lord. Quicken our hearts and our spirits in getting not just our oil changes, Lord, and providing maintenance and water and antifreeze where it's necessary, Lord, in these times during these winter months, Lord, in this cold weather, that every single vehicle will continue to start up, run, and flow. Father God, providing transportation to and from. Father God, bless every single thing that is coming in. Bless every single thing that is going out. Bless every single person that's coming in. Bless every single person that is going out in the name of Jesus. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone's line and on this line in their household and those who come across this message, Lord, in their household, Lord, and knowing that we are with you, that there is deliverance, there is opportunity for change. Father God, open up our hearts that we would open up our arms to embrace you, Lord, to embrace the spirit of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father God, we thank you. We thank you again, Lord. We give you all the honor, all the praise. Glory belongs to you alone. The glory belongs to you alone. And we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. God bless everyone on this line. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.